I have been encouraged not to end the show. Some people have said, too soon, keep going. Okay, I'll keep going. I mean, I'm really tired of saying this is, you know, what the podcast is and what it's about and how I have people from all different walks of life on the show and spiritualism and art and media. And, you know, it was a film podcast for like a minute. And the other thing is, I'm so tired of media. I mean, I like it, but I saw some of the Emmys last night. I'm like, this is why I don't watch award shows. You know, yeah, every now and then I'll watch the Oscars, and I go to an Oscar party, and the food is great, and the people are great, but I really don't want to talk about celebrities. It's like, who cares? I'm not fucking them. You know, it's like, maybe... when I used to have trouble sleeping, I'd watch TMZ, and it's like, oh, look who's doing what the show. But let's, like, now I don't really care, you know? I mean, some of it's funny, and some of it, you know, it's like enough already. And so, yeah, I was encouraged by a friend not to end the show and said you shouldn't put, like, a stake in it, you know, or even have art that says 2018 to 2024. And so I have been recording more, and... you know, because I'm working two jobs. I'm, you know, dancing up and down, you know, tap dancing. What is it Ozzy once said? It's like I'm the monkey, and Sharon tells me, you know, jump, you know, and she plays the tunes and I tap dance. And it's like, yeah. Oh, Ozzy. I love Ozzy. How can you not? And then what's cool is to find out, oh, he's a Sagittarius too. And it's like, oh yeah, I understand him now. Oh, I understand him. I mean, you know, I mean, if I ever do talk like Ozzy, shoot me. I mean, shit. That'll tell you. I had way too much fun. I mean, as I say that, I think of my grandfather who came into a dream of mine many times. And, I said in the dream, I'm going to live into my 90s like you. And he's like, no, you're not, because you like to party. You're if you're lucky, you're going to make it to your 80s, and you're going to be like, I'm so happy I arrived. Okay, that's great. What does that have to do with podcasting? Nothing. Sometimes I just do these and record them, and you all listen to them. So it's as simple as that. Am I on anything? No, I keep getting asked that. No, sometimes I get a good night's rest and sometimes I don't. And it's raining and I do love the rain. And, you know, maybe I do have a hand in the forecast or a finger in the forecast. And today was a lot was going on. And you've got work, and then I skipped the lunch break because... well, I took the lunch break, but I had to go do some business, and the business was not done, which really pissed me off. And then I have to return back, and they're already waiting for me. Oh, I'm sorry, what happened? And they see that I have money, and I'm putting it back in my pocket, and they're like, they call money motion. I'm like, man, one of the teachers got hundreds. I'm like, shh, don't tell her, everyone will want. They wanted me to buy them pizzas. I'm like, no. Why would I buy you guys pizzas? You guys have a lot of work to finish. What the fuck? So there's that. And then I am interviewing with a winery because I want to see how fun that will be. You know, pouring people's drinks and watching them get plastered. It's like, here, you want some wine or some cheese and crackers to go with that? It really is, apart from what I was doing 4 years ago, going to a winery with friends and knowing that this would be the last time I could drink. It's like, okay, all right, sure, let's go. I remember my friend, she took us, it was me and a friend of hers, and we went to like 3 or 4, I don't remember. All I remember is saying at the fourth one, I said, I'm done, give me the cheese and crackers. Because I had already seen the doctor, and trust me, the doctor was not thrilled that I went there. And, you know, you cut to 3 years later, actually, and the doctor is so thrilled with me and so happy. And it's like, okay, what did I do? Well, you did this. Oh, unbeknownst to me. You know, and I was still doing everything that you do health-wise. And then the doctor's like, oh, you don't have to do it anymore. Really? No. Mm. And then what was my reaction to that? Well, I'm going to Napa with a female friend. Can I drink? Oh, yeah, sure, sure. Oh, great. Or as he said, in moderation. Okay. In moderation. Great. So it was a moment, you know. That was 4 years ago. Like I said, things change. Things considerably changed. And yeah. Here I am doing a show that I started doing in 2018. And I wanted to end it because I just didn't, I didn't have the mojo. I have a mojo, more ways than one. But I think because there were so many misunderstandings going around, and some of it, yeah, it was me, and some of it was other people, that I didn't want people to, okay, you know, and also my energy was really off. Is really off, and I felt like I'd been shot in the chest. I really did. You know, you got accidents and all kinds of shit and money and people and, you know. It was funny. I was at work today, and they liked my stories, and they were like, did you ever get in a fight? I said, oh, yeah, I've gotten into many. I said, I'm a gay guy in high school. What did you think gonna happen? And I told him the story that I think I told on the podcast where the kid was egging me on in science class. One of my favorite classes, by the way. I just didn't like the teacher. And he was like, I'm going to get you after class. I'm like, well, what did I do to you? I didn't do anything. I think someone put him up to it. They were like, go get him. He's a fag. He won't do anything to you. I was like, okay. Well, one guy tried something, and I did hit him with something once. And I remember the principal was like, just watch your mouth. Okay, great. But, like, he smacked me, and I flew. And I said, is that all you got? And then he smacked me again, and I flew again. And I said, look at you. You didn't even mark my face, man. And I may have said, and look at it. It's a nice face. I was 16. I was really, or was I 15? When did this happen? 97. So yeah, I was about 16. And I told the class that, and they went, whoa, did you win? I said, does it sound like I won? I didn't really get into things to win. I just, you know, my mouth would get me in trouble. And they were like, the one kid's like, you had the balls to say to them, is that all you got? Well, of course. It didn't really hurt. I flew. I was like, oh, okay. You know, I mean, yeah, sometimes my mouth does get me in trouble. Sometimes it exponentially gets me in trouble and, more ways than one. So, you know, and I've found that, you know, relaxing and calming down and doing what I need to do, or as we call the shadow work. A lot of people have asked me about that. What is shadow work? Well, shadow work is this miraculous thing that we do to, you know, just kind of work on things that need to be worked on. And yeah, slowly but surely I've been working out. And the weird thing about that is I really haven't tried. And certain friends and family have said I'm kind of too skinny. And it's like, okay. I wasn't trying. I eat a hearty meal, and some people were like, well, what's it, can, you know, define hearty? Well, you know, like I went somewhere and I think I had, I had some biscuits and gravy, and I had sausage because it's either that or bacon. And I ate the entire thing. That really, my aunt was like, you were really hungry. I said, cause it was hearty, and I don't like to eat at night. You know, but then I remember I came home and they made something, But also, it was because I did I don't want to keep talking about the Reiki, but I did the Reiki, and the Reiki wiped me. It wiped me to such an extent where it was like, okay, I got to eat. Like today, after I did all my errands and went back to work, I needed some salt. And I mean, anyone got any chips in here? Yeah, well, I should have brought Takis. One of them was holding out on me. And I said, give me the chips. I just want a few. That's it. Because I was just so hungry. And I needed some salt, you know, I needed some sugar too. And then I had to run more errands after work and then go to job number two. And I love when people are like, you have two? Well, soon I'll have probably four. I'm up for a job in the Bay. How am I going to pull that off? I pull things off. Okay. That's what you do. You pull things off. And then there's some other things, you know. I mean, I could have taken a page from my cousin's book and gone into like a travel agency or something, because I thought, oh, you know, that's great. Because I don't want to be like flight attendant. No, thank you. I barely like flying. Anytime I have to fly, yeah. You know, some people have a process when they fly. You know, they'll take this or drink that. I'm just kind of like, okay, watching that window, like, okay, is this thing going to fucking fall apart in the air? I remember when my family went to Hawaii, and who knows, man, I may have gone recently. But anyway, try to decipher that, or maybe, you know, I don't know. Anyway, and we were in the air, and I said to my sister-in-law, this plane better not fall apart. She's like, would I do that to you? I was like, well, it's not Alaskan Airlines. It's Hawaiian Airlines. Okay. All right. You know, and that was fun. And you take the kids because dad can't go. And so Uncle Seuss goes. Yes, I went. And this was funny. To the chagrin of my nephew, anytime someone wanted to take a picture of us, they thought I was dad. Because the kids do kind of look like me. And so my nephew would got pissed, and he's like, you tell him you're Uncle Seuss, you're not dad. Okay, so I would say, no, I'm not dad, no, I'm uncle, I'm here, I'm queer, get used to it. I didn't say that, but I could have, and it was fun. You know, you go to Sea Life Park, and then you go to Pearl Harbor, and the kids are not into Pearl Harbor. I mean, there are some pictures of us with those guns on the ship that they signed the Hirohito. See, I know my history. Hirohito, they signed the surrender, so I know about that. And then to be there, you know, to finally be there and to witness it and to experience it, it was a trip. So then, you know, we stayed with family, and that was fun. So really, all I had to worry about was the flight ticket, food, and we didn't have to worry about room and board. I will say that Hawaii is expensive, but then again, if you go with me, so is going to concerts. That shit adds up. That shit adds up. I mean, you know, while we're recording, I do want to give a shout out to my buddy James, because my buddy James, he was the one who took care of that party house. I took care of everything else. He took care of the party house, and I gave him my share. So, an amazing guy, you know, because, you know, it's okay, let's do this, let's do that. And, you know, I know him through an interesting individual that I met almost 20 years ago, my original fag hag. She knows who she is. And it's her birthday today. She's 29. Yeah, we'll say that. She's 29. We went everywhere. We would go to clubs. We went to Disneyland. Remember that? I didn't take her to Tool, and that pissed her. I'd never thought I'd hear the end of that, is that you didn't take me to Tool, you took some other chick. Well, yeah, because she had weed. That's why we went. And the weed wasn't great, though. It didn't work. And so I wanted to wish her a happy birthday. That still, I will say, you don't live that down when you go to Disneyland for the day, because your friend, the fag hag, yeah, she is, wanted to take you because, wow, we had other ideas and maybe ulterior motives to why we were going to Disneyland for the day. I was the lookout because, you know, highway patrol. I remember her telling me they drive Camaros. I was like, okay, I don't see any. And we had so much Notos and Red Bull between us. It was crazy. And that's all I can say for legality reasons. I think we got to Disney, was it around 8 or 9 a.m. or 10? That was a while ago. Remember those times? And I was not a light sleeper. So I literally had to set all these alarms just to wake up, okay? Just to meet her at the mailbox. We just zoomed on over. We did not stop. Well, did we stop? Oh, yeah, we did. We did, I think, at Starbucks, or as I call it, Starfucks. And she knows all too well because she used to. Do you still have that shirt? She had this Nine Inch Nails shirt when she saw them. It said Starfuckers on it. I was like, okay. So yeah, it was a great time. It was a great time, and I thought I'd give her a shout out. You know, I got into a lot of music through her. I mean, it was good times. She liked to say that it was good times, wasn't it? And then James. That's how I know James. You know, James is. What can I say about James? Good-looking guy. Still good-looking. Hilarious. But always has that plan in place. And so when I was putting Aftershock together, he and I were on it. I was like, can you get the party house? Yeah. Because I had to. So what I did is I took care of what I needed to take care of, which was first hotel and then the second hotel. And then it's like, okay. And then James was like, okay, I'll get the party house. I know you got me. You're good for it. I'm like, yeah. A month later. Or was it a month? No, it was a couple weeks later. Well, I gave him the first half and then I gave him the rest. So, you know, because that's what you do. That's what you do with friends. It was good times. It was very good times. And yeah, reminiscing on fucking podcasts. You have to be careful because, you know, there's certain things that you can't talk about for legality reasons. Isn't that right? Because, you know, fun is fun. And right now I'm at second job and no one is here. And why am I here? Because they're paying me not very much, might I add. And I'm looking at the clock and it's 8:04 and I have to be there here till 9:30. And then I have to go home and go to sleep and get up again for... Well, actually, I have to do this twice the week. So, yeah, that's Dr. Zeus in a nutshell, basically. I sometimes take on more than I can chew, and, you know, you do that, and it's like, okay, all right, that's cool, man, that's cool. You know, I will say, though, today when I came back from working, or no, I came back from running my errands at work, I felt like I was going to pass out. You know, one of them thought I was going to have a heart attack because I was like, I really need that salt. I was almost going to say, here, go to the teacher's lounge and get me the thing of salt and I'll just pour it on my tongue. No, I almost said that. I couldn't say that. So I know that they have like some nuts in there, but those nuts are in the... Why would you put nuts in the fridge? Come on. There's even fucking coffee in the fridge or in the freezer. Why the fuck would you do that? Who the fuck came up with that shit? That's where I'm kind of, I'll go to certain schools and I'm like, okay, did they got donuts? No. Oh, they got bagels. Shit. They got bagels. I love bagels. Not all the time. You know, you're talking to someone who I really went on a carb deficit to arrive at where I arrived at. It's like, oh, okay. You're at a carb. And then it's like, oh no, now you need the carbs. It's like, shit. Shit. So my friend and my trainer is like, yeah, you're gonna need the carbs, because I said to her, hey, let's do this. I want to build now. I want buff. Okay. All right. I want it more than anything. Okay, do it. And I have the tools at home, but then it's like, yeah, but there's certain machines that you gotta use. And you got to utilize, and, you know, I don't do anything crazy in my body like the old days. Oh, jeez, fucking Apple. But anyway, but yeah, there's a lot of things that I kind of, you know, like the award shows I was talking about in the beginning, I really could, I mean, yeah, it was great. Succession won. I love Succession. I'm glad it's over because there are certain shows that take a lot out of you that took a lot out of me. I remember first getting into it and binging it like great. You go through two seasons like, okay, let's get ready for third season. And third season comes, okay, let's get ready for fourth season. Oh, the fourth one is the last one? What the fuck? I remember saying that. 2022, I went through the first three seasons, and it's like, oh, no. It's like that the crackhead from Chappelle's show, where he's like, y'all got any more of them Game of Thrones? And it's like, I was like, you got any more of that Succession episodes? It's like, shit. This is 2022. I had to wait till 2023 for the fourth, and then we learned it was the final countdown, final season of Succession. So, yeah. But award shows... yeah, you know, it's the glitz and the glamour, and I almost went into the film industry, you know, I mean, that's probably one side of it I probably wouldn't have liked, was, you know, you have to dress up, and then you have to watch someone else win the award, and, yeah, I mean... You know, it was great. It was great. And, whoa, what's this? Anyway, see how I'm easily distracted? I'm easily distracted. That's the ADHD. I've had that since the beginning. And right now, I'm recording. I don't know when I'm going to upload this. There are certain ones I will not upload because I said too much. Isn't that right, Madonna? Oh, jeez. Madonna is still touring. One of my friends was like, you want to go see her? No. Why? I saw Janet. Now, Janet, here's the thing with Janet. Yes, there's a rivalry there. Well, is there a rivalry between them? There was in the 90s. Where, do I have that? There's a clip of that. You know, there's a clip. That's the funny thing about YouTube. There are certain things that you cannot escape. And that, oh, geez, Madonna versus Janet. Okay. Yeah, that's a diss that you really can't, and even though Madonna defended the Super Bowl nipple thing, where is it? Okay, here we go. All right, is this it? Let's see. Do I have sound on this thing? No. Shoot. Where are the speakers? Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, you gotta turn the knob on. That's what he said. Here we go.
What is this Janet Jackson thing? She seems to, she came in on the vibe and...
dissed me?
What is that all about?
You know what? I don't know. I read it myself and I'm like, okay, that sounds ominous. What did I do? I've never met the woman. I don't know anyone she knows. I'm mystified. Maybe she'll tell me one day.
That's really bizarre.
Yes, well, rather transparent, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, you know her brother. No, her brother. Don't play that. Well, you knew him. He's dead now, but is this... Oh, here we go. Is this it? Let's see. Okay. Janet. Oh, Janet telling LaToya. Here we go.
Head to head with Madonna.
It's dance music. I'll say that, which is... very similar. I think, how do I put this? I think what I do has class to it. I'll say that.
Yeah, that's why we don't really, I already played Madonna's response. See how I'm all over the place? We go from one thing to Janet, Madonna, because I don't really have I used to have a desire to see Madonna, but then if you've seen Madonna Truth or Dare, you know, and you think, okay, that's Madonna in her zenith. it's no way I can get into a time machine. And when I was 10 years old, I imagine them letting me go to that. Hey, I'm going to go see Madonna. With who? We're not taking you. You're 10. Now, Janet, I'd always wanted to see Janet. And I saw her. Oh, she put on such a damn show. But see, she has so many songs. And so she goes through like these medleys. And my friend and I, and we had just gotten there. And Janet's already on the stage. And I was so pissed. And I was like, because it's Bay Area traffic. But then it's also Janet traffic. So, you know, I think she'd already been done. Did she do That's Way Love Goes? I don't remember. She probably did If. God, that song. That video. That's that's when you know you're gay. And you watch that video and you're like, ooh. If I was, you know, the whole dance and everything. Shit. They really did it. They really did it. They really did. And, you know, so that's why Janet, in terms of a performer, I'll go see her. She's not trying to shock anybody. Where Madonna, it's like, if you go back to, and you know me, I got receipts. I've always got receipts. You know, I went to a school that's, you know, you have your undergrad side. And then you have your legal side, and I have a lot of friends who are lawyers. So, trying to look, it's a sound bite, Truth or Dare, Madonna. Oh, where her dancer, Nikki Harris, very, very talented. Okay, if I can find it, you know, let's see. I don't know if I can find it, but it's in the movie. It's in the fucking movie. Okay, Madonna, Truth or Dare. Let's do clips. That's the way to do it. Let's do clips. Madonna. Let's see. I'm looking, I'm cooking, I'm looking, let's see, because I may have to just, okay, no, that's where she thinks that, when Kevin Costner says that, well, I thought it was neat, remember that, she's like, no one's ever said that about my show before. Now, the Truth or Dare, I mean, when she did the, I wanted, remember when she did the next documentary, it's okay. It's all right. Let's see if I can find it. I mean, you know, hey, it takes me back to the Saturday Night Live clip where they're like, you love Madonna. Yeah, 1991. okay, that's where she's almost arrested in Toronto. Warren Beatty. We know about Warren Beatty now, don't we? Oh God, remember Hard Copy? Oh, that was such a show in the 90s. Is this it? No, that's not it. Oh shit. And I want these receipts. I may have to just, you know, where is it? Where are you? Come on. I think she's in Paris when she says it. But see, Madonna doesn't say it. Nikki Harris says it. Is this it? Clip. Let's see if I can find it. Oh, I think it's when she's in Paris. That's what it was. She was in Paris. Oh, they were having fun there. How could you not, you know? Is this it? Or she's in Paris? Okay. I'm looking for it. Hey, you know, it's like the Wizard of Oz. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain, okay? Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Okay, that's not it. Shit. And if I had my tablet, because I have a copy of Truth or Dare on the tablet. I don't think I have a physical copy. Who has a physical copy? You know, this is digital world. I mean, is this it? No. Shit. Shit. Okay. No. Damn it. Okay. So, Oh, okay. The dancers. We'll put dancers. Because they were funny. I know some of them took her to court. I mean, shit. she pissed them the fuck off. They even did, I think they even did a documentary about it. Oh, God, Mariah and Madonna. We know what happened there. Get over it. Okay. I don't know if I can find it. Shit. Okay. Oh, wait. Madonna. Nikki Harris. Truth or Dare. Like I said, if I had my MacBook with me, you know, don't count for... No, anyway. Let's see. No. Shit. Donna and Nikki talk Madonna. Of course they do. Fucking girly show. Oh, here it is. 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 I was on TikTok. Oh, shit.
I got the moves, baby. You got the lotion.
Yeah, so I think that's in reference to they're on this like ship or something. And so Nikki's like, to a war tour in the year 2025, which is probably going to happen. That's prophetic right there. Like a virgin, you got the moves, baby. I got the lotion. That's where she says that. So that's my receipt right there because I know it from memory. So yeah, the show will not be ending anytime soon. You know, I've always dream of having it in a studio and having guests. I'm not going to do Joe Rogan. I mean, I don't think anyone can do Joe Rogan, you know? I will say something funny. I think I've said this before on the show. Is that when I used to get, when I would take edibles and I'd get really high and I'd watch Joe Rogan and I was like wickedly attracted to him, but like only when I'm high. And like, there's this one video of him, where it's his buddies, his fucking straight boys, and it's very homoerotic. I mean, you can almost, you know, sense the hard-ons in the room. And okay. Oh, see, this is a receipt I do have. Takes shirt off, but his buddies' reaction to him. It's very interesting. It's very like, oh, here we go. just their reaction. It was the most interesting thing I'd ever seen because the reactions, okay? Here it is. If I can play it.
Get on the scale, bro.
You did it.
Get on the scale. Get on the scale. Fucking no way.
Let's go.
Hey, so Bronson, I forgot
to see what you're at.
I was trying to say this earlier.
Gosh, I gotta piss.
All right, I remember doing a podcast.
Piss
with
and
you.
Then weigh in, Joe.
I did a podcast with you at the end of September, beginning of October, and you looked like a fucking junkie, like on the streets.
That's a podcast you go to, the Two Fat Cows podcast?
Yeah. Yes.
Wait, I'm sorry, what's the name of our podcast?
Two Fat Cows. It's regular cows, but fatter.
But they
two cows, one barn.
Two fat fucks. But at the end of October, he looked transformed. He looked transformed.
Yeah, at the end of October.
Yes, it was 1 month. 1 month. He looked for everybody like he's somebody who he looked dramatically different.
Blurf, what are you wearing right now? What are you wearing?
I weighed the other day. It was 232.
What do you weigh?
Around between 235 and 238. Get on the scale.
I think Tom and I weigh in together, him on my back.
1,000 pounds.
I said 7,000, but it might be 1,000.
How do you still have those tits?
Jesus, Joe. You look like the dude from fucking Guardians of the Galaxy.
I work out.
I work out. You wear the underwear of a guy who works out.
Oh, you got to get off first.
Make yeah, it, you got to get off first,
make it
idiot.
Zero, tap
stupid
it.
Stupid idiot. You don't know where you're yourself.
Look at your cork.
What is it?
205.
205.
And what did you say you normally weigh?
Well, I'd say I'm 205 right now because I've been eating a lot of carbs.
Wow.
So that's 100%
because
accurate.
He's been eating. Yeah.
How come you don't have any chest tattoos?
Just getting really gay.
Oh, sorry.
So you should get a tattoo right down the middle of your tits that says, like, on it.
Is this the best shape you've ever been in?
Right no, now? He's bad. He's, no. he's been in carbs.
No, no, no. I meant like as a grown-up, this time period.
No, I'm 10 pounds overweight right now.
So you think you were in better shape when you were younger?
Oh, 100%.
No, you should see the fucking Joe Rogan headshot on the Comedy Store wall. He's a 140-pound weakling.
That was 4 years, December 24th, 2019, right before Christmas, huh? With his buddies. Yeah, and even he's like, it's getting kind of gay. I agree right there. It was with Brett Kirshner and Ari Schaefer and Tom Segura. Yeah. Interesting, huh? When he's like, even this is getting gay. Hey, maybe that's why I liked it. I don't know. Yeah. So, but I would love to do a show one day in the studio. Jason knows that. And just have guests on and be like, okay. I've often been asked, who's the one guest? I mean, I'll have famous people on. You know, the one guest that I would love to have on. It would have to be someone controversial, you know, maybe the head of the Church of Satan, you know, that's not controversial to me though. Well, we could have Trump on just to appease some of my friends because they do love him. I don't. And just say, hey, talk to me, man. What's going on? Why did you think that orange tan would work? I've always wondered that. Why did you think that was going to fucking, and tell me the truth about Melania. Is she doing the pool boy? What's going on there? You know, I know this is like an arrangement or something. I mean, it's called money. But yeah, I would have him on. And then, yeah, you know, maybe just some rock stars, have him on. And, you know, potheads. And I mean, it, you know, I'm trying to think though. There's not really a lot of people I want to interview. There really isn't, because I'm not, I mean, there's people that I know in my life that I would love to interview. Tell me about this, okay? Tell me about, like, last night when I talked about the essential workers, I'm related to a lot of essential workers, and I have friends who are essential workers. So it's kind of like, oh, okay, sure. You know, I'd love to talk to them about that. What was that like? That's really, I mean, I've heard some of the stories and some of the shit that went down. And it's like, okay, all right. I mean, it's not like I'm going to talk to an Apple employee. Blah, blah. I still have my 13. I don't know if I want to get the new one because they don't have the green one. And I love a nice green phone. You know, I love the color green. Okay. First of all, let's see if they're going to put out another one. Okay. It's the color of money. That's not really essentially the reason why I like green, though. You know, I grew up in a house, in an environmental household. So, and then also, I am half Mexican, and it is a power color, okay? That's what I was raised, you know, green is your power color. Green and orange, you know, if you're Mexican, you love orange. Okay, they got a green 13, never mind. I could just stay with the 13, shit. But the new one, it's like, do I really want that? No. What's the Pro Max? Oh, jeez. Pro Uncut Max. but yeah, I don't like the colors. I know, you probably think that's so stupid. I don't like the colors of the 15. I really don't. I think they're kind of stupid. Okay, what's this? 14... okay, I liked my 12. Here's why. This is really stupid. I had run out of room and I really should have gotten the terabyte drive. So I had to get a terabyte drive. Well, in order to get the terabyte drive, you got to get a whole new fucking phone. So, yeah. Because what was happening, I was running out of room. Even now with a terabyte drive, I'm running out of room. What's on here? Well, concert clips, maybe some porn, a lot of music. You know, I shouldn't have said that, but who fucking cares? It's 2024, you know? I don't watch a whole lot of it. I really, you know, that's the other thing is, as someone who, because I used to be in really good shape. I mean, now I'm okay. I wouldn't jerk off for days because I remember a trainer once saying to me, don't do it all the time and you can maintain your, you know, flow. Oh, what? Not flow. That's, no, the wrong word to fucking say for me. You can maintain your results. So there would be days in 2009, 2010, I didn't jerk off or I wouldn't have sex. And then I remember in 2011, I was with someone. Oh, geez. And I had a lot of sex. And there'd be days I didn't work out because, well, sex is a workout. It really is. And so it was like I was burning all these calories. And I remember I'd go get a burger afterwards. I'm weird like that. I remember I had a friend once who said to me, I can't get over you. And I was like, what? You're just so strange. I am strange. You go and get a burger after sucking dick? I'm like, yeah. And that really hasn't changed. You know, and then especially if they haven't been, well, you know, the manscaping, I mean, I've sucked dicks and, you know, and I don't get dick hair in my mouth. I can't believe I'm talking about this. And so that's not really the issue. I think one of the guys, he had a lot of chest hair and, you know, maybe it was in my mouth. I don't remember. I did like, you know, I like a little chest play and I went and had a burger afterwards. That was weird. But then when I was in that relationship and we'd have sex all the time, I mean, I used to get off work and, well, you can imagine what I did. I did that for 4 months in a row and I loved it. It was fun. You know, some people go home, watch TV and pet the dog. What was I doing? It was good. But then I got tired of it because then I wanted to be the top and, you know, what do you flip a coin for that? So, you know, eventually I realized my power is a top. I know some people are going to listen to this and say, you're not a top. Yes, I actually am. This is where the misunderstandings come into play. Okay? This is where the misunderstandings come into play. Under certain situations and under certain duress with a capital D, performance is kind of like, oh, and also, you know, substances. I haven't talked about this. Means that, no, I can't perform properly. I mean, I can to an extent. With edibles is more my thing. Edibles. You get some edibles in me, oh, I could go all night long. In fact, I can probably 8 times. This is where I think I'm saying too much, but I don't really care. You know, but yeah, I had a weird system. I would go. The one thing I learned one time, though, was I remember I had sex with the gentleman I was in a relationship with for, almost 2 years. And the one time, though, I shouldn't have gone. I went and got like a lobster burrito. That was the weirdest thing. And then I think I got sick because I figured, oh, you know, I need all this protein. And so what am I? I'm going to go get a lobster burrito, not a burger, a lobster after having sex. Because I would leave his house sometimes pretty late. You know, I would go over there after work intending to leave after midnight. You know, you have sex and then you leave. Okay, cool. I showered and I'm great. No. I'd fall asleep and he liked that. And I'd wake up like at 3 a.m. and he'd have his blanket around him. Where are you going? I'm going to go home, man. You know, here I was. How old was I? 30, acting like I was 20. I really was. It really was. Because, you know, I was just hitting and quit it. That's what I would do. And then I got wise and I thought, you know, it wouldn't hurt to stay over, sleep in his bed. He is a nice guy. I do care about him. I did love him. Yeah, I'll admit that. But then I noticed he was taking something. He was taking a blue pill. So that kind of tells me something right there. I was like, oh, okay. You know, because he was 38. I was 30. at the time. This is in 2011 to 2013, maybe. Maybe. Off and on, you know. I'm confident in it. But I'm also very kind of calm and collective that I can talk about this, you know. I didn't want to talk about this on the show. I'll talk about it. So 4 years ago, I had an underlying condition that almost killed me. People know about it. You know, I always had yo-yo diets. A lot of people have those. And this one got bad. And, you know, it was off and on for years. And so 4 years ago, I was not the man that I am today. And I had to take a lot of medication and everything. Then COVID hit and all the gyms closed. And what do you do? Well, you live on 10 acres, so you do cardio in 10 acres. Okay. All right. And then I remember the conversations that the doctor was having with me. Okay. And at the time I was 39. Okay. And I remember him asking me, do you have trouble getting aroused? No. No. Okay. Well, okay. With an underlying condition, it's a good mixture of different things. All right? Good mixture. So I will say this. I am not ashamed to say this. Maybe this will get the misunderstandings out of the fucking way. Because that really did kind of fucking piss me off, I will say. All right? So, something happened. And like I said, performance, maybe it was nerves. No, it definitely was nerves. It was nerves, and it also was substances. And I was not in my mode that I wanted to be. You know how you have your gear? You know, Tina Turner talks about that. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but okay. Tina Turner talks about that. You know, as she got older, she couldn't get into that second gear. She couldn't glide. And it wasn't so much older. It was I had an underlying health condition that had, it went away, but there were still remnants of it, okay? So, and I didn't think to go to the doctor and say, look, I may need a prescription for something. And I didn't do that. And so something happened, and there was a performance anxiety probably on my part and the substances and everything. And now looking back on it, I probably should have been taking something. I really should have. Back in November, I did see a doctor. I did consult with a physician. I consulted with a bunch of people. And I do take something now. And I originally wasn't going to talk about this. It's like, oh, God. Think of all the things I talked about on tonight's episode. Joe Rogan and edibles and work and stupid shit. Well, stupid, yeah, anyway. That's what happens when you have ADHD. You just keep going, 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 going. It's like the Energizer fucking bunny. And I do take something. I think it's called HIMS. Because I tried to get a Blue Chew and I didn't get it. Or they like rejected me. I tried to get that in September, honestly. Oh, now I remember. And because I was either taking something that I shouldn't be taking, and you're not supposed to say that and whatever. So, and I don't have a bad heart. I thought I had a bad heart. I saw the doctor and they're like, your heart's fine. Oh, but I think it was because when I was doing all that training and I was doing really crazy interval training and my heart rate and everything. And, you know, you listen to what people say in your family, and it's like, yeah, should I be listening to them? No. Oh, you probably have a bad heart. Okay. Like, I was experiencing vertigo, but mainly because I was overworking myself. And I remember I was trying to lift weights one day at interval training, because you do the treadmill, and then you do the rower, and then you do the floor. And I would lift them above my head and get dizzy. And I thought, oh, shit. And I told someone, and they went, you probably have this. And someone said, no, it's a bad heart. And I'm like, a bad heart? But that's not what the doctor told me back in May. My heart was good. So, yes, I do take something now, and it helps substantially. for a performance. Okay. What does that mean? Well, when you have an underlining condition, there are certain things you have to, you got to have a little help with. So I wanted to say that because I felt there was a misunderstanding, okay? And I wanted to correct something. So it wasn't you. It was definitely me, all right? It was definitely me because it was like the receptors weren't working as they should, you know? Right now I'm thinking of a Sex and the City episode where he's like, we should be hot, and we're not. You know, or he said, we should be hot for each other, and we're not. And so there was a little bit of that. So it was really just performance and anxiety and the fact that I needed to see a doctor, you know, because I thought all that was good. I thought all that was good. And, you know, your body kind of was like, oh, no, there's these are things called receptors. It's like, oh, shit. Okay. All right. So, yeah, that's what I've been taking. And it has helped substantially. It has helped substantially. If I could go back and take them back in September, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. So I wanted to clear the air with that. I'm not ashamed to talk about that. And, you know, and I think some people think it happens with age. Maybe it does. Maybe that's something that I didn't think about. That, you know, yeah, at the time I was 42 and it's like now I'm 43. And, you know, you need a lot more vitamins and minerals and vitamin to Benjamin. So, yeah, I wanted to talk about that. I'm sure Jason is like ecstatic now that I talked about it. You know, he's like, you can talk about it. And I did, you know. And then especially when you're lifting weights and you're in your 40s, you need a lot more. I mean, there are certain things that you shouldn't even be doing. Okay. So I wanted to clear the air with that. I wanted to talk about that. And I figured on the podcast I could, because, you know, you all aren't going to judge me and go, you know, the you know, Simpsons, you know, that kind of laugh and fucking shit. So yeah, now I kind of realize it's kind of a full circle moment, I think, to my 2-year partner, and that's probably what he was taking. He was 38 years old. You know, he had had a kid in a previous relationship, and here he and I were, and I'm 30 and he's 38, and I was go back to the 30s. I was ready to go. Oh, I was ready to go. I was always ready to go, especially with him. I was always ready to go. And it was passionate and it was fun, and, you know, and but see, that's my thing, is I'm not about, I look at culture and everyone's about a hookup. I'm not about a fucking hookup. You know, it can be fun, but I want to get to know someone. I want to get to know someone. I want to get to know you, and I want to, you know, test the waters. I want to test the waters and have fun and, you know, build a relationship. That's what it's about for me. And it has nothing to do with my age. I've always wanted that. I've always wanted to build a relationship, not just have a hookup. And so that's what that taught me, that relationship with him, was how to build a relationship. Because originally it was a hookup, okay? And then it built itself, and we really enjoyed each other. And, you know, but at the same time, you know, I learned what I learned from him, you know? And, yeah, it was fantastic. It was truly, truly, I do think about him every now and then. You know, I wonder how he's doing. Would I want to go back to him? No. Because I learned everything that I learned, you know, and then that was the last one for a long, long time. It was for a long, long time. Because I'm not, you know, and hey, more power to you. If you like hookups, that's cool. I'm not into them. I want to be with someone who I can build things with and get to know and be myself with. You know, I don't want someone who's like, okay, we hit it and quit it. That's it. No, no, no. I look at the gay community and that's such a fucking stupid thing, my opinion. You know? And yeah. Yeah. So, you know, yeah. But to think back to, oh God, that was 13 years ago. 13 years ago. I met him in March. One thing led to another. I really enjoyed his company. But the only thing that kind of got me was, like, I remember we went and had sushi one day, and we had nothing to say to each other, and I thought, that's so strange. But in the bedroom, we had everything to say to each other. So, you know, and time did stop. You know, you don't worry about things when it's just you and that person. Time stops. Social media was not a big thing for me. I was like, oh, okay. All right. That's cool. That's cool. You know, and I had friends on social media and all that. And it was, okay, it's great. It's great. But yeah, it's good to I guess we're reminiscing today. We're reminiscing. So yeah, that taught me a lot. So this is a full circle moment thinking, here I am all those years later. I'm probably taking the same pill he's taken. And it helps. And it helps. And yeah. Very, did I get my mojo back? Of course I did. I'm Dr. fucking Zeus. When I want something really bad, I'm going to work toward it. You know, I did that with the gym. I need to do it a little better because I felt I could have done it better. You know, you're never truly satisfied when you go down a route. It's like, oh, you know, I could have done that better. And I could have. I could have most definitely done it better, you know. And so I'm going to keep chasing that. You know, that's the dragon we chase, you know. Keep doing it better, better, better. Okay. So, to those of my past, you have all just, you've taught me so much. You've taught me so much. And to the gentleman in particular, all those years ago, who taught me a lot, how to love another man and how to be intimate with another man. And I remember one time I had something bad happen and I went straight to his house, you know, and just lied in bed to him, laid in bed. I'm so tired. Laid in bed with him. And it was so relaxing. It really was. And, you know, if I will, I'll end the show with that. Okay. Cause I don't like to kiss and tell. I really don't. If I'm able to lie in bed with you and feel calm and collective and to sleep throughout the night, then you've done something great. You've done something great. You know, there are only a few people that I could probably think about where I've slept in the same bed with them. And you could just feel the energy. Makes me think of some things. So, yeah, I wanted to say that, you know, sometimes it's good to talk on this podcast. It's like a form of therapy, as is the gym. So, and doing my shadow work. And yeah, you know, admitting, yeah, I need a little help reaching my plateau or overcoming my plateau at this point. And so, yeah, you know, that's, I think as men, that's, those are the conversations we need to have. We need to have, especially gay men, we need to have the mental health support. And then, you know, sexual function, because, and then, you know, it's so funny. I think because when you, in gay world, when you reach 40, that's it. Well, actually when you reach 30, according to some people, but I think that's a load of bullshit because that's the hookup culture. It's like, okay, that's the hookup culture. I'm not the hookup culture. No, I'm very old fashioned and probably a romantic. You know, I like to wine and dine. That's what I like to do. And see how things build. And so to the gentleman who helped me with that 13 years ago, thank you. And wherever you are, I hope you're doing good. And you taught me so much. And as did, you know, a lot of people. A lot of the people that I've been intimate with taught me a lot. So this has been the Dr. Zeus podcast. This felt great. And I don't think I'll...
So the clock struck 60. And in Anchor World, that means the show, you know, you go over a certain amount of time and then the show immediately stops. And so I wanted to thank everyone for listening. And, you know, back in the day, I used to give people in politics a cup of shut the fuck up. And I would give my naysayers the same thing, you know. But no, I mean, I feel that I am slightly back to doing this in the way that I did it, you know, because it is therapeutic. Because at the same time, you know, I just have me to sleep with at the end of the day. It's not always a good feeling. Yeah, you know, but it was good thinking back to those who had an impact on me, whether it was my friends, family, people that I shared intimate things with. Sharing intimate things with all of you. And whomever hears this, they're probably going to be stunned or shocked or be like, oh, I knew. Okay, that's great. That's great. But it's been fun. It's been one hell of a trip. And you know, I want to give a cup of shut the fuck up to the government, because you guys just fucking divide all of us and you make shit so fucking hard for everybody. And I'm not saying myself, but there's people out there that get it really hard. And then, you know, communities that don't always support one another. They don't always support one another. And especially if you're brown, which I am, and, you know, our communities, we need to support one another, especially in the gay community. In the gay community, what I notice, and I notice this a lot, is if that the brown men, we don't always get that, you know, support that we need, okay? They think that we're just a bunch of sex maniacs and, well, you know, and you're Latin and you can go all night long. It's like, well, yeah. I remember when someone once said to me, well, you know, you're half Mexican, yeah. Can't you guys, like, fuck all night long? What, you got, like, 12 kids? And it's like, what the fuck? You know, so there's stereotypes like that. And then also the hookup culture and everything that I talked about. You know, hey, that's good for everyone else. Been there, done that. Been there, done that, okay? As I said before, I like to build. I like things to build, okay? So I hope you've enjoyed tonight's podcast. I've enjoyed recording it and these revelations. I mean, if I had a microphone, I would sing that wonderful Audio Slave song that I love, Revelations. Chris Cornell just wailing about. But, you know, if we can, I could play it. I'm sure I will get in trouble. You know, isn't that hard to believe that Audio Slave, they put out those three albums and then that was it. That was it, you know, that was it. Is it? Oh, okay, here it is. This is such a great song. What and,
say if I told you I smoked
no. Cannabis? Oh, that's a commercial. We don't what? Need the commercial right now. We don't need the commercial, do we? No. Oh shit. It's the wrong song. I don't want that song. Here it is. We'll end the show this way. Chris Cornell. Good night.